I remember I didn't know anything about football. I only knew that there was a referee somewhere in the pitch and then the goalkeepers, and that was all. Because my family were more in sort of tennis things, athletics, rugby, things like that. So I remember the first date with Rafa. We were in a pizza place, in a pizzeria, trattoria, like an Italian place, with these paper mats. And while we were waiting for the food to come, he started to draw tactics. And I said, what's that? It's a first date? And he goes, you know, this is a 4-4-2. This is not, you can change to a 5-4-2. Oh, no. So it was a bit a strange date. But the following date, he called me back. And I don't know why I decided, okay, come on, again. And again was the same thing. And then after a couple of weeks, you know, dating and talking about football and more things, obviously, one day he said, we can go for a roast dinner in a lovely place in a town near Madrid. And I said, oh, that's great. And suddenly I discovered that there was a championship game that afternoon. So we were going to the game and then to the roast dinner.
When I was 13, my father gave to me a paper, so I was taking notes, and all the team selection of my coach in this time, and the top scorers of the team. So I was controlling everything when I was 13, just 13, and I was doing the same for years, all my life. So I think that maybe in the back of my mind, I was a coach and I didn't know.